Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Happy to be joined for the Xfinity Player Breakdown by starting quarterback Matt Cassel. Starting his seventh game as a member of the Minnesota Vikings in the regular season, we start with the St. Louis Rams later today. How'd the preseason go for you?
Pretty well. You know what? I thought we made a lot of progress, not only myself, but as a team, you know, and I think that's the main thing that we wanted to see is where we were at offensively and also at the same time where our understanding was with the schematics of it all and where we were just in terms of just our general knowledge of the offense. I think we did a good job.
Matt, from what you've seen throughout your career in the NFL, from New England to Kansas City to here, what do you find yourself most appreciating now with offensive coordinator Norv Turner?
Well, I think what he does a tremendous job of doing is playing to people's strength, and he brings the best out in all of our players, including myself. And I think that was one of the things that really attracted me back to the Vikings is I knew that we had great personnel here, and then I also knew that Norv was going to put us in a great position to be successful. So I'm excited to work with him.
Now Norv has done a lot of things at a high level for quite some time, right. But really, at the core of Norv Turner, isn't he really simplistic? Like when you get inside the 10, if you have Kyle Rudolph, why wouldn't we fade to him? You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. I mean, there's the complexity of his offense that, you know, the shifting and the smoke and mirrors and everything else that goes on before the snap. But when it comes down to it, it really is simplistic where, hey, you know, we're going to take the best matchup on the field, whether it's run, whether it's pass. You know, if you, like you said, Kyle Rudolph is a mismatch against the safety, let's throw it up and see if he can make a play. And, you know, and that's also something that he preaches to us. Don't overcomplicate things. Simplify it. Go this guy to this guy. And, you know, and that's been great for all of us.
You know, it's interesting to note on an offense that includes Adrian Peterson into today's game, Cordarrelle Patterson in his second year. Kyle Rudolph had a terrific preseason. Kind of the forgotten man a little bit is Greg Jennings, who's been around longer than any of them and is still is a quality receiver.
Well, I haven't forgotten about Greg. There's no doubt about that. I love Greg. And you know what? Greg, you know, his body of work speaks for itself. And I think that every time I'm out in the field, I've got great confidence knowing that Greg's out there. He knows where to go. I know where he's going to be. And, you know, he's just a great player. And, you know, his catches will come.
All four of his touchdown passes came from the arm of Matt Cassel. When you had the opportunity to start last year, you and Greg clearly had a synergy.
Right.
What was that? What helped click with you and Greg Jennings so much?
Well, I think that we just have a great communication between the two of us. And I think, you know, a quarterback's best friend is sometimes those guys that will come up and communicate what they're seeing as well on the sideline and say, hey, this guy is playing inside. I think that I can beat him on a fade or do those kind of things. And I think Greg really is able to communicate that on the sideline. And therefore, I feel a lot of confidence when I go out on the field and we see what we're talking about and he tells me the right stuff that I can get the ball to him.
Now, Kyle Rudolph looks like a different guy having lost the 15 pounds in the offseason.
Right.
Seemed to be a little faster in the preseason. You know more about it than us.
Mm-hmm.
What's different about Kyle this year?
I think he's playing with a tremendous amount of confidence. And I think, you know, he did lose some weight. I think he feels a little bit lighter on his feet, looks better in his swimsuit. And at least that's what his girlfriend's telling him. So,
girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Got to make that clear.
Make that clear.
Right.
We don't want him getting any trouble. Then it would really be a bad start to the season. He's in the dumps. But nonetheless, you know, Kyle's just playing with a lot of confidence. And I think he's excited about the fact that Norv does utilize the tight end position very well. And it puts him in a position to where he feels like he can get open and create, you know, one-on-ones where he can utilize that big body of his.
What's it been like working with new head coach Mike Zimmer?
It's been great. You know what? I think he does a tremendous job in the team meetings of keeping everybody accountable. And there's no in-between. There's no gray area. You know where you stand. And he sets the expectation level high. And I think that sometimes as players, you know, you become complacent, but you have to raise your expectation to what he has of you. And I think that'll help us all as we get going in the season.
Now, early in the preseason, you had a game where you ran for 30 yards, and I think you had a 23-yard run in that game.
Yes, yes.
Your regular season long for a run is 23 yards.
Yes.
Are you redefining yourself at this stage of your career to become more of a mobile quarterback?
Well, the caboose did get loose. I like to say that. You know what I mean? And I, you know, a lot of people aren't talking about the weight that I lost. You know, I lost 2 pounds since camp started.
Great.
Yeah, and I feel great. I feel light on my feet. So I'm really starting to kind of come into my own as a running quarterback, you know, RG4, whatever you want to call it.
And MC1.
Yeah, MC1. Yeah. There you go. So we'll see what happens. Let's see if I can keep running just far enough to where those defenders don't catch me.
We've heard a lot all week about this St. Louis defensive line. Overall, this St. Louis defense, what are some good ways to attack it?
Well, I think first and foremost, you've always got to account for those front seven. I mean, especially the front four. I mean, they've got four first-round draft picks on that front defensive line, Quinn being one of the probably the best pass rusher that we'll face maybe all year.
Yeah.
And so you got to handle that first and foremost. At the same time, I think the main thing is we've got to be able to pick up pressure, because they're going to bring it, and Greg Williams historically is known to bring pressure on any down and distance anywhere on the field. And so if we're able to pick that up, there are spots where we can create one-on-ones and get big plays, and then it's, you know, a guy breaks a tackle here or there, then we're off to the races.